trying on a brand new dress.
At the young age of 8, Chris Thiele began working with the groundbreaking trio Nickel Creek, taking traditional bluegrass to new levels. He toured with the group for 15 years, released 3 albums, sold 2 million records, and won a Grammy Award. After leaving Nickel Creek, he founded and is lead singer for the progressive bluegrass band The Punch Brothers. But Chris Thiele loves all music, from bluegrass and rock to jazz and classical. He fell in love with Johann Sebastian Bach after two of his grandparents independently gave him Bach recordings when he was a teenager. He eventually studied music at Murray State University. Friday night, Thiele is performing Bach sonatas and partitas in University Auditorium. Been on a magical music run in the past few years. In 2012, he was named a MacArthur Fellow. His selection also provided him with a $500,000 no-strings-attached support over the next 5 years. He says the phone call was a complete surprise.
Completely out of the blue, you have no idea that you've even been, you know, submitted for consideration. You know, that's still, it's almost like it all happened in a dream, and occasionally people remind me that the dream was real.
The prize was based on Thiele's creativity, originality, and potential to make important musical contributions in the future as a mandolinist and composer. The fellowship comes without stipulations or reporting requirements and offers fellows unprecedented freedom and opportunity to reflect, create, and explore. Thiele says he's inspired.
It serves to basically kind of stoke the fire that I've lit under myself. I live to work, and I love to work. I absolutely adore music, and try daily to have a better, you know, a clearer understanding. You know, I want to end the day with a clearer understanding of, you know, what music is, what makes good music good, and you know what I can do to be a part of making good music, and the MacArthur was, you know, that was just an absolutely thrilling and completely unexpected vote of confidence, but at the same time it's an indictment. You know, you don't want to stand out for not standing out.
Thiele says he takes the responsibility very seriously and says he's completely humbled and honored that they chose him. Music critics have praised Thiele for his ability to cross over genres, feeling just as comfortable performing traditional Bill Monroe tunes on the mandolin as he does performing classical with cellist Yo-Yo Ma, guitarist Michael Davies, and double bassist composer Edgar Meyer. Thiele says he doesn't really think of music in terms of genres. He just appreciates all music performed well.
When you talk about genre, there's like two genres of music, and those are, one, good music, two, bad music. And the instances of good music that we might consider to come from, you know, this and that and the other genre, the best instances of music sort of rise to the top of their respective genres and, you know, enter this other club, you know, the good music club. And, you know, I consider maybe J.S. Bach to be sort of the president of that club.
Thiele says he loves hearing that he's inspiring young musicians to step out of the box and try new things.
That would be my dearest hope, that I would make some music that would, you know, that would switch a light on for someone, because that's what all of my favorite music does for me, is I, you know, I just feel like all of a sudden, you know, some area of what it means to be human is brighter than it was before, and I can actually see it.
Grammy Award winner, mandolin virtuoso, and composer Chris Thiele will perform works of Bach and other non-classical songs Friday night at 7:30 in University Auditorium. Donna Green Townsend, WUFT News.